الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. وقال تعالى: وأما الذين في قلوبهم مرض فزادتهم رجسا إلى رجسهم وماتوا وهم كافرون. وقال تعالى: عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية. وقال تعالى: وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We make shukr to Allah Tabarak Ta'ala. It is only out of His fadl and karam that He has granted us this opportunity, this golden opportunity in the name of the Islahi Jalsa. MashaAllah, so many brothers, the namazes, farais are made with jamaat, and jamaat of ulama, sulaha, pious, righteous people. We have the opportunity in a masjid to make namaz, and alhamdulillah, by the fadl of Allah, like a Darul Uloom masjid, any Darul Uloom masjid, how many big ulama also visit us, they have made, and whoever come here and they come for namaz, that goodness is captivated in that place. It is kept there forever. Like in the Haramain Sharifain, all the Anbiya in Makkah Sharif, they went, all their barakat till today is there, till today. So yeah, also, and with all this present, how many ulama, sulaha, and everyone that we came to the Islahi Jalsa. Even if we haven't got any idea, we came for our Islah. And a person, you remember when we were studying in Deoband, when you just reached Deoband station, which was about perhaps 2 kilometers from the Darul Uloom or so, no Islamic environment, of course, at the railway station. But as soon as you get off with this kind of clothing, the porters, the coolies, call them coolies, they call us also coolies here, and the porters, they should say, Mali Saab, you hardly still enroll, you hardly reach the Darul Uloom, and they're calling you Mali Saab already. Just like that, whoever has come for the Islahi Jalsa, though we haven't done anything, we just came, you are counted amongst those people. By Allah, we will be counted amongst those whose Islah is made. We came for our Islah, that is why we came. We will be counted amongst them. So how fortunate are we not? May Allah accept from everyone. May Allah make this whole Jalsa, for now the preparation before, during the Jalsa, after the Jalsa, may Allah make it everything go well, easy. And Allah Ta'ala grant us all our full and complete Islah till mort. Our Islah, Allah grant it and preserve it for us till the day of Qiyamah. Allah accept it fully. Allah be pleased with us, inshallah. We are so fortunate, as Maulana explained, that we have our visitors, Brother Abdul Rahim Johnson from Australia. I just thought it came to me. He is the one who is the furthest, far down under. Australia is called furthest place, but he was the first here. And we who are near, we come last. But he was the furthest, he came the earliest, he came first. And then mashallah, the good work he's doing there. Same way, Maulana Umair in Malaysia, where also all Khanqa work is carrying on, his majalis, with his students, with the people in his community. In the same way, some brothers who haven't come, Maulana Muhammad Chaudhry, who is in New York, America, also wonderful the Khanqa work he's doing. Our brother Abdul Ahad in Sri Lanka, he also has his regular majalis. He's a school teacher, he does private teaching, and in the correct way, he teaches all the right things, and in fact we have got great lessons to learn from him, what right thinking Allah has given him, and what passion he has got for deen, and the correct deen, and he's also having, and many other of our brothers locally also, foreign also, may Allah Ta'ala make it a means for the hidayat of all of us, and that must be our niyyah. And Allah will give us according to our niyat. Innama likulli imri'in ma nawa. Whether anything happens in this world, there were those Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they did not have one follower, but they are 100% successful by Allah Ta'ala. So we do our work, people respond, they will benefit. If they don't respond, it's up to them. But we do our work and we will get this great rewards. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. One very important thing of which we are negligent is that we haven't made what is my object in life. We know commonly a student comes to matric, just giving an example, we're not for all that lifestyle and that, and you ask him what you're going to do in life, I haven't decided. So we don't decide. That is at matric, about 18 years old. We are 30, 40, 60, 70 years. As so beautifully it has been said, kafan bardosh ho gaye, lekin abhi marna nahi seekha. We are already on our kafan, dead already, but we haven't learned how to die. Wala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. We should have died in that way. Haji haj karke aya, haji 50 haj karke aya, lekin abhi haj karna nahi seekha. All of us, this is our condition, one haj. 50 hajj we made, but we haven't learned how to make hajj. So our life also, what is my object of life? What is my purpose of life? We haven't made a purpose. We are driving around in the car, we haven't punched in a destination. Just gallivanting, just moving around. Like that we're getting up, we're making namaz also. But what is my purpose of life? What do I want to achieve in life? Have we thought of that? We are very intelligent, we are very smart, we know how to use the smartphone also. We are smart in everything, but our very basic thing we haven't decided. Allah arhamur rahimin, akramul akramin, who knows our needs more than what we know, and fulfills our needs more than what we can fulfill them. Allah Ta'ala, right, the first dua He has taught us, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That must be my object in life. صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ, the straight path. That must be my object in life. And this is, what is the صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ? The Qur'an Sharif, all the mazameen, the subject matter, the teaching of the Torah, Zabur, Injil, all Allah's heavenly revealed scriptures are all in the Qur'an Sharif. The whole Qur'an Sharif is in Surah Fatiha. And Surah Fatiha, the highlight of it. And that is why it is Sab'i Matani. 7 ayats which are repeated all the time. Every rakat we make it. But yet we haven't fixed our object of life. Ordinary Muslim, male, female, whoever according to our different categories, we say Allahu Akbar, or we hear Allahu Akbar between 600 and 1,000 times a day. Depending which gets, but yet the greatness of Allah hasn't touched us also. And the greatness of the commands of Allah haven't touched us. And we saw it clearly. In fact, those who claimed very loudly, Allah hi se hota hai, Allah hi karta hai. COVID came, government se hota hai. President jo kehta hai, uska hota hai. Scientist ka hota hai, atheist ka hota hai. And what Allah, we forgot that what Allah said. And how many of us tell now that what the scientists told, that we have to go. What the universities teach, we must go in that direction. What Allah and His Rasul say, that greatness hasn't come into us. So we have to bring this greatness into us. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَجَلَّ جَلَالُهُ عَمَّ نَوَالُهُ تَعَالَى شَانُهُ. So this year, this اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, the straight path. We repeat it so many times, but we haven't made that our object. I must be on the straight path. And the straight path is the beautiful. As Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar Haq Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, say for sunnat. That sunnat ka tariqa, ashal tariqa, is the easiest way. Ajmal tariqa hai, the most beautiful way. Akmal tariqa hai, the most perfect and complete way. Sirat-e mustaqim is the same. It's the shortest distance between two points. A straight line is the defined as the shortest distance between two points. The minute you make a detour, it's a long cut. The minute you're going up and down, it's no more the shortest. Straight, this is what Allah. And straight to Allah. Straight to Jannah. That is what we are asking. And in that, straight to your desire and pleasure. Allah gave us a deen according to our desires. Everyone wants peace, happiness. Allah gave us the deen. You want peace, happiness? This is the method. You follow this. You don't want hardships in your life. So don't go with the detours. Don't go this way and that way. Don't go up and down. Just go on the straight path. So Allah has defined it. And there are people who are making effort, lot of effort also. But they are making effort to destroy. And remember, whenever we make any guna, the Quran Sharif calls it zulam. Zalimul li nafsi. He's making, harming himself. When we make guna, we don't harm Allah. Nobody can harm Allah Ta'ala. We make ibadat, we don't benefit Allah. Allah needs no benefit. Allah is as he. When a person commits a guna, more before he harms somebody else, the greatest harm is to himself. Any guna we the smaller guna, the less harm. The bigger the guna, the more harm. The worst guna, kufr and shirk, the worst harm to a person. This is all when a person commits guna. So there are people who are determined, and their effort is to take out people from iman and take out iman people from Islam. And how many people there are in the world? All this atheists, etc. How many people who are adamant just to take people out of iman and Islam? Then there are those who are non-Muslims. Then amongst them who came in a very subtle and a very in a covered way, not in an open way, who we call the Orientalists. They also, they write a whole book in favor of Islam, in favor of polygamy, the marrying for women. But they leave one sentence, half a phrase of poison in there, which destroys everything. So they were those enemies. Then unfortunately, those people came in Islam, the modernists, who were not ulama. They also fought against Islam. They wanted all a modern Islam. Islam that suits your desires. Islam that suits the people of the world. That suits United Nations. A Quran Sharif that is according to the White House. All this kind of textbooks of Islam of Saudi Arabia rewritten in the White House. All according to that. So we find those people who were in Islam. Then the third day we have to witness that the ulama of Islam, who studied by our ulama, and who studied by our akabir, and in our silsila of what we call Dioband, they have become also promoting that different kinds of Islam. Whether you call it a modern Islam, and we know it's there. Whether we call it a watered down Islam, a Islam which suits the people of the world, that is all what is there. That Islam where they encourage that you must go to university, taking out our girls, addressing this from the member of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having a seerat jalsa and crying and begging and forcing the people to send our young girls when they are most vulnerable. At the age of 18, 20, when their passions are high, and putting them in an environment of freedom, where they can do as they want to, where many a girl will go with her abaya and take it off at the university or at the school. Many a girl will go with her ijar and her scarf. But as she reaches school, as soon as her mother or whoever dropped her off, it's gone in her bag now. And just before returning, she wears it again. So in that kind of an environment, and we encouraging all that, where they are being taught secular education, which is atheism. They are being taught atheism at those universities. And then with the connection with all the boys and girls, free intermingling, how many cases come to us up at home, how many cases personal, not hearsay, where people have haram pregnancies, then haram abortions, and then suicidal they become. Then they take to drugs and they take to liquor and a complete wasted life. A valuable life of a young boy, a young girl, completely wasted now. That is in dunya, and Allah make rahm. If there isn't tawbah, in akhirat also the same thing. So all this effort is being made, but in what direction is it being made? All that we are making, as we are sitting here, we are making an effort. We are here for our Islam. So that is an effort, though we are sitting. You are taking a book and studying, you are making an effort. We are making effort now. So we have to see all which is the effort that we are doing. And if it is an effort for Sirat-i Mustaqim, Mubarak to that person. And if it is Ghayril Mahdubi Alayhim, Waladdallin, of the people who are gone astray, the Jews, the Christians, or any other type of life besides Islam, to understand that Utkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter into Islam fully. It is necessary to appreciate the meaning of it with the shani nuzul, the occasion and when it was revealed. Then only will a person get the proper understanding. Like this, I say, enter Islam fully. We understand, it is true, it's correct, 100% also. But the occasion was when great, great sahaba, like Abdullah ibn Abdullah bin Salam, a great alim of the Jews, and other great ulama like that accepted Islam. They came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they still had feeling of their old religion. And this, to sacrifice your religion and accept Islam, double rewards. Why? It's not easy. Your own connections are still there. They are strong. So they said that in our Jewish religion, to eat camel meat is haram. And to drink milk is haram in our Jewish religion. And Islam hasn't forced you. It's not for us. You must eat camel meat. And Islam hasn't made it for us. You must drink milk. So if we can still maintain that also. And they said that in the Jewish religion, our big day is the Sabbath, the Saturday. So, and Islam didn't forbid you openly that don't observe the Sabbath. So we would like to still observe the Sabbath also. So like that, how many of us, and this is the answer to so many questions. People say, show me in the Quran where birthday party is haram. Show me in the Quran where to wear jeans is haram. Show me in the Quran Sharif where to do this is haram, etc. So Allah revealed the ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Nothing of the east of the west, nothing of Bollywood and nothing of Hollywood, nothing of sports and nothing of outings and all the youth programs of girls, nothing of those things. Fully into Islam. This glass, if it's filled to the brim with water, now you can't fill anything else. Fill your whole body with Islam. No room for anything which is not Islam. Fill your whole body with sunnah. There is no room for anything which is anti-sunnah. And anything else which we bring is anti-sunnah, is anti-Islam. So in that way, enter into Islam fully. That is what we have to do. So if we understand that, we can understand that our deen, how lot, where we have to be. Wallah, I can take qasam, I'm still far from it. All of us are still far. What we are required, if the sahaba have to come see us today, with our namazes and our rozas and everything, they will say the munafiqs of the worst condition. What our condition is, we are Allah Ta'ala has made Fazl covered up, and we are happy we are Muslims, but the truth will come out on the day of Qiyamah. That where do we stand? How much of Islam have we got in us? Are we just imagining? Many of us, we are fooled with this, with a thought in our mind. I am pious. Are you pious or not? You thinking you pious. The world can tell you are pious. But are you pious? That will come out on Qiyamah's day. So all, we have to see which effort we are making. And the result of the effort is, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Amilatun nasiba. They are those people, Amila, who make lot of amal, lot of effort. And nasiba, so much that sweat comes on the forehead. Like we say, a person works so hard, oh, I'm sweating. I work so hard, not because of the heat, but I work so hard, all the sweat has come. To understand this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw a priest who had made a lot of mujahada and lot of effort. And then he read this ayat, Amilatun nasiba. There was so much amal, so much effort. He's tired, mujahada, hard work. But tasla naran hamiya. That all his effort, he'll be thrown into the fire headlong, into the burning hot fire he will be thrown. So we have to see that what effort. On one occasion, when we were young, just out of curiosity, we were on a, it was holiday time, we were passing a church, went and see the church. And we found there a priest, who at that time must have been in the day about 10, 11 o'clock. And then we found out that from 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, he was there in meditation. Yeah, about 6, 7 hours in meditation. This Mahalisburg rehab center, when they were still in the process of buying the place, they asked us also to come there. We went there, and then they showed us very big farm, and far right away from the main building, right in the jungle, in the bundus, open land, there was a little, what we will call zawiya khanka, small, perhaps 1.5 by 1 meter or something. The priest would go there in this open place, and whole night he will make his ibadat. So much they make. And the most that I came to know of people who make effort, as far as deen, etc., are the Buddhists. In Burma, when we were passing these places, right in the jungles, complete mountain jungle, young boys, 10, 12 years, they are brought there and they are trained to become Buddhists. And what they explained to us, the amount of mujahada they have to do. Our Hafiz boys, there are many places, they get up 4 o'clock in the morning, they start their hips. They were learned till 11 o'clock at night. But all this mujahada is nothing compared to all those people. But with all this effort, tasla naran hamiya, they will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. So effort alone is not enough. Are we on sirat-i mustaqim? Have we typed out Jannat? And is that on our GPS? Or has Jahannam come there? And I'm thinking it is the direction for Jannat, and but actually it's the direction for Jahannam. And I'm following those directions, and I'm going. Oh, we have got the direction of Jannat, but we took the wrong road. The GPS is telling us to make a U-turn, turn here and take another turn, so you come back again. And still when nothing works, make a U-turn as soon as it's possible. Make a U-turn as soon as it's possible. But when a person is in ghaflat, that how many times he tells you make a U-turn doesn't register with you. And you're just carrying on and on. Once we invited in Ladysmith for a Hifz Khatam Jalsa, and then in the morning we were going, we were staying somewhere nearby, and we put the direction, and it was telling us, but just something in the head told us, no, this is giving me wrong direction. Till we went how many kilometers off, and we came here just in time, the last few minutes for the Jalsa. So sometimes when ghaflat overtakes you, you don't understand, and you are just going in the wrong direction. So that is that one direction that you'll be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. If it is the correct effort, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاعِمَةٌ. The faces will be bright and shining, pleased and happy. You can see, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْزُرُونَ في وجوههم نظرة النعيم. You will see that freshness in their face. And this, when our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali passed away, and I got the news, then this ayat immediately came to my mind.
It was Maghrib namaz, and then at night made bayan on the same, checked up the tafsir of it, etc. That, and then I saw that these ayats, how they fitted Hazrat. Hazrat's face always, while he was living, Nazratan Na'im, Wujuhun Yawma'idhin Na'im, all his face, that brightness, that iman which is inside, and how it used to be displayed all the time. That is how the people of Jannah, Wujuhun Yawma'idhin Na'ima, Lisa'iha Radiya, and for the effort they made, happy, Radiya, happy. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the greatest certificate, the greatest accolade, the greatest position which can be given in Jannah, Allah gave them to them in this dunya. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. That in Jannah Allah will say to the people, all the namas, now I'm pleased with you. And you are pleased and I will never be displeased. That is the greatest namat when Allah will declare that. That Allah gave to them in this dunya already. لِسَعْيَهَا رَاضِيَا فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَا لَا تَسْمَعُوا فِيهَا لَاغِيَا فِيهَا عَيْنٌ جَارِيَا فِيهَا سُرُرٌ مَرْفُوعَا وَأَكْوَابٌ مَوْضُوعَا وَنَمَارِقُ مَصْفُوفَا. What the namats of Jannah. So efforts are in that direction also. So we have to see, am I on sirati mustaqim? Am I making the correct effort? Which direction am I going? For that, let us think. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Those people who have got a sickness in their heart. فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَىٰ رِجْسِهِمْ. Then they are increased with dirt upon dirt, with filth upon dirt, upon filth. وَمَاتُوا. And they die. وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. That sickness of which is in the heart makes them die on kufr. Manana Mufti Ibrahim Salih Shisab, Damat Barakatum of Isipingo Beach, explained that in his majlis, two young boys, young men, were coming regularly to the majlis. Afterwards, one was coming, the other one wasn't coming. So he asked the one who was coming, where's your friend? He's not coming anymore. So he said he came home from work one day and he told the family, get the ambulance for me. Get the paramedics for me. I'm very sick. They say, you're normal. Nothing wrong. How you come every day? What's wrong with you? He say, no, I'm very, very sick. Please call them immediately. Call the doctor now. Call these people. He forced it. They had to call. The ambulance came, took him to hospital. There they hospitalized him. And the hospital is called in Urdu, Shifa Khana. The place that where you get Shifa. But the only place in a town where you get a mortuary is with the hospital. Because that is where you die. And how many people of COVID, that people, the family people say, we saw there was nothing wrong. But we just got a phone call, he's died. The mortuary is there because they kill all those people. And how many reports are coming out of doctors, the inside story of how many people are killed by the doctors. So anyway, so he was hospitalized, he went in a coma, and then in his coma, he lifted his fist and some soccer player, famous player, he took his name, he said, it's my idol, and he died. What is the condition of that person? So this maraz which is in the heart, the way it leads a person to. I tried very hard, it baffled me for a long time, what is this maraz Allah is speaking about? Because at the one place where we read, إِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. When the munafiqeen, when they say, and those people who got marad in their heart, then there the mufassirin write, they got kufr in their heart. يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. When the munafiq say, and those who got marad, yeah, the mufassirin say kufr. The one place, they, if Quran said nifaq, they put kufr. When the Quran said kufr, they put nifaq. And this was generally. Then Allah reward, Allah, what a great ustadul ustatiza, Allama alusi rahmatullahi. He gave the whole explanation. He took it right from the start to the end, where first he explained marad as a physical disease. Marad, we all understand, is a physical. Then he explained, وَمَاتُ وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. It's a spiritual disease. The spiritual disease which is in the heart. And that leads a person gradually, step by step, till he dies as a kafir. It's a thing of great worry for me. It's not for me to lecture you. It's not for you just to think of other people. that somebody is coming to mind, it's for me, myself. Everyone will benefit if I think it's for me. When we were reading Bukhari Sharif under Mufti Mahmood Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Gangohi, and the hadith came that a munafiq has got three signs. And then Mufti Sahib, before that he explained, if any one of us here, we're thinking of somebody else who's got those three signs, then sitting in Bukhari Dars, everyone, oh, great ulama, they are sitting final year, Bukhari Sharif Sabak. But he says, we will be totally destroyed. If we're thinking of somebody, if I think of myself, whether these three qualities are in me, then I will benefit. And that is a person who's qualified to sit for that Sabak. Otherwise, we're not even qualified to sit for that Sabak. So whether I have got that marad, so this marad, what is this marad? So Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali has explained it, and it appears that this marad, which the Quran Sharif said, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, don't even incline, and actually the meaning is إِلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, to the non-believers. But Allah put the ظَلَمُوا, all wrongdoers, whether they are in the Muslim circles and they are doing wrong, whether they're non-Muslims, whether they're atheists or they're Christians or the Jews, whoever are the wrongdoers, don't even incline. Tarkanu meilani yasir. Don't even have a light inclination. Meilani qalbi. From your heart also don't have any desire for those people. So this is that marad when it is in the heart. So Allah said, wala tarkanu, and when a person becomes tarkanu, he inclines towards it. And a slight inclination from the heart. And for me, I must check myself now. All of us check ourselves. How much of that is in us? That tashabbuh bil kuffar, imitating the non-believers. Whoever can, try and read the kitab of Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib, a great, glorious kitab he has written on Tashabbuh bil Kuffar and the details of it. And we will be surprised. I will doubt my own iman very seriously when we read that. Like that, I'm very happy there's no mu'min like me. I'm a super Muslim. I'm a super mu'min, but read that kitab and see what is our condition, what our present environment. So all that, then that ayat starts, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْ. For who is it? For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Nabi, you remain straight as you have been commanded. The ulama explained this, that a static thing, a thing that doesn't move, there also to have straightness, perfection, is not easy. For those people who did building, Allah gave us a little topic, the building of the Darulum in the beginning stages were very much involved. So that at that time we realized that anything you have, if it is not 100% square, 190% straight, that column that has to come out, a little bit it is of 1 degree, you're going to have problems later. You'll find your window frame is not fitting, because now it's a bit skew, a little bit skew in anything like that. So you have to be so particular, then only you can get the whole building in square. And then only all the things that come afterwards, when you have to put your roof, if your house was not in square, then you'll find the roof people got a problem. Because they come with all their plans properly worked out, and your building is... So anyway, in this it is very much... That is, for a static thing, it is so difficult. For a thing which is called the qalb, the heart. And qalb, this heart doctors, cardiologist of Lahore told us, he's a cardiologist. He says, when we work on the heart, you see, not for one split second, the heart is static. It's just moving all the time. And that is why it is called qalb in Arabic. It's changing all the time. And the reality of it comes in the hadith, that the heart is between the two fingers of Rahman. And Allah can change it to whichever way He wants to. You can be the TJ of today, the main man of Tabligh Jamaat. And Tariqah Jannat you are teaching. But you soon become where you are with the Shias. And you are so much involved with the Shias, and you still want to justify yourself. Now you are Tariqah Jahannam, leading people to Jahannam. And worse than that, now with the, in the Gurdwaras, with the Sikhs, where they are giving you VIP treatment, and you are honoring them. Hey, where a person, our fingers are between the finger, our hearts are between the fingers of Allah. Beg of Allah Ta'ala, Rabbana, la tuzigh qulubana, ba'da idh hadaytana, wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Don't look down upon the person who is making the worst guna. Don't think I'm better than him. Don't ever declare that you going to Jahannam. How many of us? You going to Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah's rahmat won't be on you. Don't say those words. Allah Ta'ala then puts his full rahmat on that person and all that gunas he gets you involved in. And you are shocked. How can this have happened to me? The man who was leading people to Jannah. What beautiful bayan. What wonderful bayan. The world was at his feet. And where today a person goes. So we have to be very, very careful which direction. And fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this marad which is in the heart, it grows all the time. It grows. And if there's iman, that iman becomes stronger. And you go to good deeds all the time. We are having our Islahi Jalsa here. If there was a soccer tournament in Azadwal, anywhere around here. Now, the youngsters, we can ask, where should we have gone? Should I have gone to the Islahi Jalsa? Or should I have gone to the soccer tournament? What was in the heart, that will direct the person. If in your heart was the soccer, soccer is your god, your idol, and your passion, and your hobby, and your everything. You won't even look at towards it. You won't even know. Though you hear about the Islahi Jalsa, you won't know. You'll say, I didn't know Islahi Jalsa is taking place. And it's not a matter of the youngsters. We as grown-ups, Islahi Jalsa is taking place. And if there was a wedding in the family, and we are invited to the wedding, where will we have gone? Where we should have come to the Islahi Jalsa, we will go to the Ijtima, or we will go to Bukhari Sharif Khatam, or we'll go to the wedding. Where our heart will dictate for us. That we will go, we'll find all the justification and all the reasons why I have to attend the wedding. They will become cross with me. Is the wedding, is it not right that I don't go? So it's the heart that will decide. I want to buy clothes. The heart, if we got that disease in the heart, automatically we'll prefer jeans and torn jeans and patched jeans. And we'll pay more for half socks if that marad is in the heart. And if we got the love deen, sunnah, at no cost will we turn away from the sunnah. We won't wear the Saudi Yahudi kurta. We'll wear the sunnah kurta of the ulama of Dioban. We'll wear the sunnah kurta of the Taliban of Afghanistan. That is how we will dress. It depends what is in the heart. That will direct us. My hairstyle, how I want to keep it. Sunnah tariqah, or I want to keep the true length. And then all cut and dyed and all ugly, really ugly. But it will look so nice to me. When that marad is in the heart, you will dress like a girl who hardly got anything to show in her legs. But she will wear those thin stovepipes, those jeans. And she will look so scrawny. But she will be happy that I'm smart. And I'm really something. A man with his big belly stomach. And he'll wear his t-shirt and his Bermudas. And he'll think I'm smart. And his stomach is walking in front of him all the time. And he'll think I'm smart. And if half socks was sunnah, how many of us should wear half socks? We should have, Allah forgive us, we should have a dislike, a hatred for it. But because it's fashion. And brand names, how stupid we are we going. So it is all to do what is in the heart. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلْ And Allah reward our ulama, they did not look and fight against the small thing. They looked at the cause of it, fixed the heart up. And now you don't have to tell that person anything, he'll tell you. You are not doing this right. And he'll put you right. The heart must come right. And this mirror. So Allama Alusi rahmatullah explained it very beautifully. So be strong. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ And all who follow you and made tawbah, brought Islam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا This istiqamat, which is for a building, is so important. For anything to be straight and correct, for our deen, And for the heart, it is much more difficult and much more important. So we have to see that we have this istiqamat in all things. So, first woman, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَقَالُوا قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ One place. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ Another place. What great reward for this istiqamat. And then, with this istiqamat, be very careful also. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا Don't have the slightest inclination to the ways of the kuffar. They're their parties, their outings. Don't do our deeni programs. Allah reward those ulama who warned us that they have youth programs. We also. They have their camps for their Christian followers. We also having camps for Muslims. We are copying them. They have frames in their house. We have frames. A frame in a house, where is it in sunnah? And then what is on their frame? Because they got something else on their frame. We have Ayatul Kursi. Where we have the Ayatul Kursi? On top of the TV. We have Asmaul Husna on top of the TV. TV, the naked women are coming there. And on top of that Asmaul Husna, you don't need, as it is said beautifully, if you have got such friends, you don't need enemies in your life. When you're doing the jadu on yourself, you don't need anyone else to make jadu on you. And you don't have to blame anyone else. When you mix that pure names of Allah, Asmaul Husna, Ayatul Kursi, with that naked woman, you are watching the TV program, whether you are husband, the man, the father, or a young boy or young girl, you just make out your mother is coming in, or your father is coming in the room. With the press of a button, you're listening to qiraat now. Qari Sahib is sitting with his hands and reading beautiful qiraat. As soon as they gone out, you press the button, and there is a naked woman. So you don't need any enemies in your life, you your own enemy. You don't need anyone to make jadu on you. You're making jadu on yourself with all this filth and dirt. So we have to say, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ That disease which is in the heart, that is what we have to remove. Whether it is the soccer tournament, or whether it is a wedding in the family, whether it is the clothes that we want to buy, everything and anything in our lives. Whether which ulama must we follow? Must we follow this group of ulama or that? If we have got that disease in our heart, we will also love the dunya. And we will also want degrees for our daughters. And what will be our flimsy, stupid excuse that for their security? A young girl got married, and when she was by the in-laws, she was not talking at all. Very gloomy, face pulled up all the time, and nobody likes a person like that. Face is pulled up all the time, not smiling, not talking, keeping to her mother-in-law. So what, he just got married? What's wrong? Coaxed her, spoke to her. After some time, we got out from her. Then what she spoke? She said, if my husband dies, what will happen to me? The mother said, mother-in-law, if you rather didn't speak was better. Somebody's silence is better. Silence is golden. Their silence is better than their speaking. Now she gave out what was already before the marriage. You just consummated your marriage, and you already worried if my husband died. What will happen to me? There's also university education. Why? If the husband died, if divorce, the filthy thing of divorce has to take place, then she can. And all that. What is the basic bimari? The fi qulubihim marad. That who is my Rabb? My Rabb is my university degree. And when Munkar Nakir will ask in the Quran, in the Qabr, Mar Rabbuka, who is your Rabb? We'll say my LLB. And we'll say my PhD. And they will say that you got permanent head damage, you'll go to the place of permanent head damage now. And you who's Pirawa Dimaq, you have come here. And if that, unless, of course, those people who reverse it, and there are, mashallah, those people who went to university, and they got all their PhDs, but they went in Jamaat, they had the Sohbat of Salihin, and they took out that filth. Also remember, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah, Allah reward him tremendously. He said, if your clothes are dirty and light have come in your clothes, doesn't mean don't wear clothes anymore. What it means, wash your clothes and take out the light. If somebody has taken that university education, take out that kufr from there. Take out this Darwin's theory from there. Take out the Big Bang theory from there. Take out the shamelessness of man and woman mixing. Take that out. And the basic knowledge, mundane, dunya's knowledge, which is from Allah Ta'ala. It's not from the universities. يُعَلِّمُهُمْ بِمَا عَلَّمَكُمُ اللَّهِ. The training of dogs and falcons. And what a training it is. Allah says, بِمَا عَلَّمَكُمُ. Allah taught you how to train those dogs and those falcons. When the first locomotive came on Jeoban station, our Kabir also went and see this, the train. The first time it came in the rule of the British, when they looked at it, they said one jumla, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. يَخْلُقُ فَعَلْ مُضَارِي. And the five, Allah. Allahu الَّذِي يَخْلُقُ. وَيَخْلُقُ Allah. And now also Allah has created this. And in future also Allah will create more forms of transport from the engine of the rail or the train. Today what is transport? All the aeroplanes and the jets. What type of transport? And in technology, where man has reached? وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ فَعَلْ مُضَارِي. What you don't know now, you didn't know how to make this. Allah made it. On your hands, you thinking, you claiming that I made it. Allah did it. Otherwise, you'd never have done it. The telephone was an invention by accident. And what is it? Allah made it. Allah made it. It's not on man. And all this modern technology, Allah Ta'ala is the one. Ma'ala ta'alamun is also fa'al mudari. Allah says, you created that engine, the engine of the train, and ma'ala ta'alamun, what you didn't know, we made you do it. And what you won't know in the future, we are the doers. Allah is the fa'il haqifi. Outwardly, it appears that we did it. We achieved this. Allah alone is the doer. So this disease of the heart, we everyone, if we inclining to university degrees, we will incline to those ulama who promote it. And if we got in our heart iman and yaqeen, our yaqeen will be on Quran and hadith. And then we will promote that ta'aleem. If in our heart the dunya's muhabbat is there, then we'll incline to those ulama who encourage us of dunya. If in our heart the love of sports, this kufr, the worst honey-coated poison, is the sports presently. If our heart incline to that, we will incline to those ulama. Those ulama, for one Jummah, they say that what you want to go to court for one Jummah? As if one Jummah is a small thing. What are you sweating for the small stuff? For that is and you can expect that person to say that on Jummah day he's on the sports stadium. And he's showing it to everyone. He's videoing it and showing his own. So if that is that importance is that, if that is in the heart, you will incline to those things. And when somebody wanted to open, have the masajid open, you become the friends of the court to keep the masajid closed. When some discussion takes place, at least let some people make namaz. Let the namaz carry on in the masjid. If it's not generally open, it's not on my dead body, not one person will I allow. And after that, we still say we made the right decision. And we are proud that we closed the masjid 5 days before the government closed. If we are forced, we are helpless. We haven't got our power in our hand. Then we are forced. But voluntarily to close it and to be proud about it. And after some time, we say if the occasion comes again we will close the masjid. And we proved it. When the marriage bell came, we became the friends of the court again. To give our deeni matters into the hands of the kuffar. So which side, what is in your heart, you will incline to those people. And then there is another very great danger also. That there are two groups of ulama. And see for yourself. That who is teaching you? They tell you that don't follow that alim. He's teaching you the wrong things. If he's teaching you about namaz, is that the wrong thing? If he's teaching you about Quran and Hadith, it's the wrong thing. He's teaching you to prepare for Akhirat, is the wrong thing. And what is, according to them, the right thing? Going to university. What is the right thing? To come on TV. That is the right thing. If you speak against TV, you speak against photos, that is the wrong thing. So we must allow all this. And what is Allahu Akbar? That they say that Mufti Mahmud Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti Nizamuddin of Deoban, in the same Darul Iftah, same office they are sitting. The one this is jayz, the other one that is najayz. And they appreciate one another's views. And they respect one another's views. In Saharanpur, the great Mufti, somebody comes and asks him a masala. and he sees the inclination of that person. He says, you go to Mufti Sahib upstairs, he will give you your masala how you want it. And you carry on with that. So much of broad-minded, and you people are so narrow-minded, and you can't respect the view of another person. So must we respect a valid differences we all accept. Yeah, in our masjid, we have the four mazhabs. One day a student performed namaz, and Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. After namaz, I try my best, I speak to this. How come you didn't read sana? He said, I'm a Maliki, and according to Mali, it's strictly prohibited. You can't read anything. We respect, we make namazes. A valid reason for differences, we appreciate. But somebody comes down and tells you, you're a woman. Or he says, I'm a woman, but you can see a beard on his face. Then, do you respect that view? Somebody who comes now, and broad daylight, he says, middle of the night now. So you can't respect those views, where they're talking all rubbish. And you must respect that rubbish of those people. If it's a valid difference, the four mazahid, and alhamdulillah, our ulama, all of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, respect all the four mazahid. Great, great differences. Completely opposite views. What is farz in one is haram in another one. Respect it. They are valid reasons. And neither did Mufti Mahmood Sahib or Mufti Nizamuddin say TV is jayz. Neither did any one of them respect the view of Jawazo. They did not entertain. Totally qat'i haram. Totally. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, all this secular education, how they, Manana Madani, how he was against all this. And we are their murid, and we spend their lives with them, and we doing the opposite of this. So see our direction, and see what is in our heart. Don't blame any of the two groups of the ulama. Don't say we are confused. My problem is what is in my heart. If I got iman, it will direct me to the right direction. And if I got that kufr, it's going to direct me in the other direction. And that is where I will find my refuge, and I will find my support. And if it's this side, I'll find my refuge and support. Yeah, we have to worry what is in our heart. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ فَزَادَتْهُمْ. Allah says that you got that sickness in your heart, you will be increased in that. If it's good, you will be increased in your good. And if it's bad, you will be increased. فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِسْتًا إِلَىٰ رِسْتِهِمْ. And the frightening thing, what I have to fear, each one, وَمَاتُوا. And then what is our current? Are we going to matu wa mu'minun wa matu wa kafirun? And those of us that we want to respect the other view also, and the other ulama also, remember, there are those people that we have to promote. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he taught the Sahaba, all we have to do, make sure it is from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, whether I understand, I don't understand, we promote it. The great, great Sahaba, the great ulama, the great Buzurganideen, we promote it. Then there are other people that we have to oppose them. That what they are teaching, the wrong things, we have to oppose them. There are those people that we condone. They right, perfect ulama. But they got their personal weaknesses, they have done something wrong, they are doing something wrong, but they are not leading other people astray. So everyone understands it. We can condone that. And other people we have to oppose. And we have to oppose some people vehemently. Otherwise we are guilty of mudahanat. If there's somebody who is leading people to Jahannam, and the other ulama say, no, we respect them. If all the law courts of a country say that we don't find anyone guilty, they will be dismissed. We say we don't make takfir of anyone, and we don't say anyone is wrong. We are broad-minded. We accommodate everyone. You have destroyed yourself in that. When the Quran spoke about Abu Lahab, tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab, destroyed be Abu Lahab, and be he destroyed. When Quran says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, Allah left it to the mufassirin that explained to the people. This is Akhnas ibn Shuraik, one of the worst munafiqs. When the Quran in Surah Noon explains all the evil qualities of Walid ibn Mughira, what terrible things he spoke, then the Quran exposed these people. When Quran spoke about Qarun and Haman, about Shaitan, and we say, no, we must respect the other view. Can we respect such people? See which direction. And fear from Allah Ta'ala, my maut is going to come. In what condition my maut will come? My maut come, may come in old age. My maut come as a young person. Young people, cancer, the next simple things, hernia. And after that, you hear the person has passed away. Small things, motor car accident, young boys and girls leaving from one masjid in Durban, middle of the night, having their party, etc., in that masjid area. And then an accident, young boys and girls, in that terrible dressing of theirs, in that terrible condition they were, they passed away. What's their condition? So we have to fear that. Which direction am I in? Am I giving the ummah guidance, or am I trying to curry favor with the people? People, I want to make people happy, and I want to accommodate everyone. And the Quran Sharif has clearly declared that whether it's your brother, whether it's your father, if they are on the wrong, they are wrong. Islamic relationship, deen-i contact is the greatest contact. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala guide us, make this a means for our aqaid to come correct, for our direction to come correct, and that we are on sirati mustaqeen. We are on the straight path. That is why we have come here, and turn to Allah sincerely. Don't be influenced by people. Don't go by what the media says. Don't go what the television says. Go by what Allah, don't worry what the majority, see who is in the right. And worry about my maut. Then you will be easily guided. And everyone, Allah has put it, when Allah asked, Alastu bi Rabbikum, it is in everyone that what is the right direction. Who are the correct ulama? Who are taking us in the wrong direction? It is within you. If you got that sickness and you want to go wrong, you will go in that direction. So remove that sickness, and that sickness, namaz is the thing that scrapes out the dirt from a person. Namaz is that la ilaha illallah is that bulldozer that kills all these dirty elements of kufr and shirk in the heart. La ilaha illallah will bring all goodness in the heart and fill your heart with Allah, 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 the nur of Allah. When you want to wash this glass, what do you wash it? Water. Why? You want to put water in it. You want to clean the heart, use the zikr of Allah. Why? What you want to put inside? The zikr of Allah. So wash it with the zikr of Allah and fill it with the zikr of Allah. And then see, you don't have to give lectures to that person. He'll automatically, a girl was crying, she said that I'm going to give birth. And when I give birth, I might not know about it. And I might roll over my baby and kill my baby. Her mother-in-law told her, Beti, don't worry. When you give birth, you'll wake up the whole neighborhood. You're screaming and you're shouting, you'll wake up the whole, not that you'll be half asleep and you don't know. When the pain of deen comes in the heart, automatically you'll wake up the whole ummah. You won't have to worry that I'll be still sleepy. You'll wake up, you won't be able to sit at peace. That is the man of Allah. They couldn't sleep at night. They couldn't find rest in the day. The flame, the ummah is on fire. And I must be eating my biryani and my roast. And the ummah is going to Jahannam. Therefore that ummah for which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried at night. He made his day and night into one. He was so worried of his ummah. And you sitting and just let that pain come. Clean the heart. Put iman and the zikrullah. And the company of the righteous and the pious. Our namaz. And make fikr in the creation of Allah in the correct line. And see how your heart will become munawwar. And that noor will spread everywhere. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Those brothers who want to become bayat, come forward, inshallah. And those ladies who want to become bayat, also repeat the words, inshallah, wherever you are. And then keep contact. Alhamdulillah, I don't know how to make shukr to Allah. Many, many young girls, ladies become bayat. And personal contact is not without its dangers. Lot of dangers in there. And continuously these things happen also. But at home with Bibi Appa, alhamdulillah, she handles them, they must contact her. And she handles them, where necessary she will ask me. But otherwise she handles them. Allah made that also a great aspect of my life. Where all other departments with my wife, alhamdulillah, Allah made things so wonderful. A life of Jannat Allah is given by His Mehrbani. This matter also, Allah didn't leave me. It's a very important and there's full permission. You can contact your female murid, you have to advise them. But Allah relieved me of that also. Allah's shukr only. And Allah put in our heart that iman that pulls us to goodness all the time. Save us from all wrong environments also, wrong places also, wrong people also, and keeps us with on the right track. Allah, when His misfuzzle comes, He makes it easy. And till mort, we don't know what can happen. Whether you are TJ and you are giving great tabligh jamaat programs, and you become again where you go to the Gurdwara, and you go to the place of worship of the Shia, and all those places, Allah guide us and keep us, and let us not look down upon anyone. Let us guide the people where it's necessary, so they understand which direction we are going to.
So, the bayat are only words. As Mana Rashid put it very nicely, talk the talk, but walk the walk, that is what we will have to do. The bayat is, from the Shaykh is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration from the murid. All the effort we have to do, we make the effort of amilatun nasiba, the correct effort, and then see where we will reach, inshallah. So I'll read the words in Arabic, read the khutbah, and then I'll tell you to repeat those words, and inshallah then we'll have become bayat, and that is not the end. Usually we say that bayat hoke bayat jate hai. You become bayat and you said that I'm bayat, finished now. So I'm jannati. No, you have just started now. So for that, after the namaz, meet with Maulana Musa Kaji Sahib at the back there behind the glass door, and he'll explain what we have to do. And in that, I do that what we have to do, then we'll reach our destination. But, and this path is known as suluk. Suluk means to walk. But if we become bayat and we sit, then how are we going to reach our destination? Walk our road. Then we will reach our destination. And Allah will fill our hearts with iman and nur. Take out that kufr and love of kufr. And then see for yourself what enjoyment. There is nothing filthier than kufr. There is nothing brighter and enjoyable than iman. When Allah will take out the diseases of kufr and put iman in the heart, you yourself will enjoy. You'll know that where I'm going, and you'll be happy where you are going. And you'll have great, great pleasure. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Read Durood Sharif, inshallah. And dua is not a formality. Each one of us turn to Allah. Everyone got his needs, turn to Allah. Say Ameen also on the du'as, make our own du'as also what we have, and ask Allah Ta'ala, and at the end of Amal, du'as are readily accepted. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us a 3-day Amal of Islahi Jalsa, so now is the time to take from Allah. We try to make Allah happy, now is the time that Allah is giving. So when Allah is giving, take, and take fully. Don't limit yourself. Don't ask little, ask full from Allah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, don't only ask for Jannat, ask for Jannatul Firdaus. We are not fit for it. We are not fit to ask for the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we ask Allah. We beg of Him, inshallah. Allahumma lakal hamd kama yambaghi li jalali wajhika wa azim sultanik. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم إني أسألك بأني أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد منا ولك الشكر فضلا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم، وتفضل وترحم وتهنن، وصل وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأمته أجمعين، كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى، دائما أبدا. اللهم صل على روح سيدنا محمد في الأرواح، وصل على قلب سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القلوب، وصل على جسد سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد، وصل على قبر سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا وإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت، فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وأنت خير الغافرين وأنت أرحم الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتني وأنا عبدك، وأنا على أهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي، فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم ما أسبح بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. إيه خدائي بندارا رسوى مكن، كربدا من سر من فيدا مكن. اللهم إن اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك، وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك، وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. الله لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك، والغنيمة من كل بر، والسلامة من كل إثم، والسلامة من كل إثم، والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، وتفضل علينا بفنون الآلاء. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا، اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتكفل برضا خصومنا، اللهم تفضل علينا بفنون الآلاء مع استحقاقنا بأفانين الإقاب. Oh Allah, forgive all our sins, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept this jalsa of ours. Accept all who came, oh Allah. All who prepared, oh Allah. The ladies who made their efforts and prepared so much, oh Allah. All who worked. Only you know how much who worked during the middle of the night, making somebody comfortable with his sleep, giving food to somebody. You reward each one, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept this jalsa fully, oh Allah. All the good work which is taking place in the world, accept it, O Allah. Make it a means of hidayat for all of us. Make it a means of the cleanliness of the heart, of iman, and the sweetness of iman coming in our hearts, O Allah. Make it a means of kufr and the love of dirt and filth to go out of our hearts, O Allah. Accept us all, grant us our full, complete islah and tazkiyah, O Allah. O Allah, you accept it forever till Jannah, till Jannatul Firdaus, O Allah. You accept it from all of us, O Allah. Grant us all every goodness. Guide us towards righteousness, O Allah. Save us from all harm, O Allah. All who are ill, give them shifa, O Allah. We have got financial problems, remove them. We have got fights and arguments in the home, wherever, remove all the discord and the disharmony, O Allah. O Allah, all those who are in prisons, set them free, let them make tawbah, especially those who are for the sake of deen, who are being tortured because they speak the truth. They stand for the truth and they are going through difficulties. O Allah, give them their release with respect and honor. O Allah, help their family people, help all who are connected to them, O Allah. O Allah, all those who have reached the age of marriage and are not married, give them the best partners, O Allah. All who are married, give them love and kindness. Let them fulfill the rights of each other, O Allah. All who are, O Allah, those who don't have children, grant them children. Those who have children, make them obedient, O Allah. Grant us all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirah. Save us from all harm, O Allah. Everything is, all knowledge is with you. All power is with you. You are most kind. You are most merciful, O Allah. Accept from us fully, 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 Ya Allah. Ameen. Ameen. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.